Summer is here, and Matt's got the barbecue out all ready to grill. That's why he trusts Super Polygrip, so he can enjoy his steak with full confidence.
Polygrip!
Sounds like there's a party going on, but something's missing.
Surprise!
The birthday gal's arrived, and thanks to Polydent, her bright smile is anything but a surprise.
Polydent!
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
South Korea says North Korea has captured a Russian fishing boat.
South Korea's government saying two South Koreans and 15 Russians were on board the boat when it drifted into North Korean waters. The Russian embassy in North Korea saying the crew was detained a week ago, accused of violating the country's rules of entry. The embassy says Russian diplomats have been able to visit the crew in a hotel, describing them as healthy. South Korea says North Korea hasn't responded to repeated requests for its nationals to be released. Simon Owen, Fox News.
A federal judge has temporarily blocked three new abortion restrictions from taking effect in Arkansas. The new laws include a measure prohibiting the procedure 18 weeks into a pregnancy, a requirement that doctors performing abortions be board certified or board eligible in obstetrics and gynecology. It also blocks the law barring doctors from performing an abortion sought because the fetus was diagnosed with Down syndrome. Canadian investigators name two teens as suspects in the murders of a North Carolina woman and her Australian boyfriend.
Two Canadian teens who were previously feared missing are now considered suspects in the killings of a couple along a rural highway in northern British Columbia, July 15th.
The RCMP are now considering Cam McLeod and Briar Schmigelski as suspects in the Dees Lake suspicious death and the double homicide of Lucas Fowler and China Dees.
Royal Canadian Mounted Police spokeswoman Janelle Shoyhead says the teens were last seen in northern Saskatchewan, about 300 miles away from where their burned-out pickup truck was found. They're also considered suspects in the murder of another man and considered dangerous. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Well, there she goes, Miss America. The legendary beauty pageant is leaving Atlantic City, New Jersey, heading to another casino town in Connecticut. The Miss America organization says this year's event will be held at the Mohegan Sun Resort. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
Director for Nevada Policy. And thankfully, the 80th legislative session here in Nevada is finally over. So what exactly did we learn? Well, really, we learned that big government is big government's biggest cheerleader. Everybody always says special interests are dangerous, but what they don't realize is government is the biggest special interest of them all. They had lobbyists up there, government unions pressured lawmakers, and in the end, it was government's priorities that really pulled the most weight with lawmakers, which is why what we do at Nevada Policy is so important. We got a few wins, we held the line on a handful of issues, and we were able to make some taxpayers' priorities the number one issue for some lawmakers. But obviously, there's still a lot left to do, and we can't do it without you. Visit NevadaPolicy.org and partner with us. We can keep Nevada free and prosperous, but it begins with good ideas, and it begins with you. This Nevada Policy Update is supported by Jim Marsh Kia, Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, and Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil, a lot of bad people, a lot of bad people, a lot of fake media. Look at them, a lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out.
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four,
ladies and gentlemen,
Kevin Wall.
All across the state of Nevada, in SoCal, too, it is Live and Local Now. Don't forget this hour of Live and Local Now, brought to you by Las Vegas Cyclery, featuring kids' bikes, affordable hybrids, mountain bikes, and Las Vegas Cyclery has a wide variety of the latest e-bikes for those of you who want to ride again, but you have some physical limitations. This is great for that. Check them out, LasVegasCyclery.com. That's LasVegasCyclery.com. Joining us, you know, I always love these days when it's kind of, I always call it a friends and family day. When you have, no. When you have your friends like Chuck Muth and Megan Barth and John Zarpalis, who is the president of NPRI, better known as Nevada Policy or Nevada Policy Research Institute. Call them whatever you want. They are good, good people. John Zarpalis joining us in studio, no less. Good morning, sir.
It's good to be with friends.
Let me just ask you. This is, and I know you haven't watched any of the stuff today. You've seen maybe some of the clips. But Democrats were expecting a smoking gun, something coming out of these hearings, the Robert Mueller hearings. It looks like they're not getting it.
How about yawning audience, bored people? I mean, we've heard this for how long, and they're still trying to make something out of it?
What is the next step? I mean,
drop it, move on. How about get back to the business of actually legislating instead of wasting the taxpayers' money on hearings and hearings and...
So like, do infrastructure, do immigration reform, do...
How about some debate? How about some actual legislation? How about some votes?
Yeah.
Is that beyond their scope?
Well, at least it would appear to be, but we'll get back to that. I've got to ask you, because the big news locally has been the lawsuit against the governor and Nicole Cannizzaro, the Senate Majority Leader, and it all involves his modified business tax and really two different bills. But we're talking about $100 million or more that we're talking about. What do you make of this, and are you surprised it took this long to get this suit? I mean, we've been talking about this suit since during the legislature, and that was May and June.
Well, but they had to pass the law, which they didn't do until like the last week. So it's not been that long. I mean, it's right on time. It would have been great if it was filed a couple of weeks sooner. But I know Senator Settlemyer and the Senate Republicans here in Nevada had to get their ducks in the row and find their people that will pay for it. They've got three corporate sponsors involved and some other sponsorships as well. I know the Keystone PAC is also putting some money into this lawsuit. But it is... about principle, a major principle. When the Constitution says an affirmative vote of not fewer than 2/3 of the members elected in each house is necessary to pass a bill or joint resolution which creates, generates, or increases any public revenue in any form, but not limited to taxes, fees, assessments, rates, et cetera, et cetera. This is an increase. When the tax was going to decrease, and you were going to then say, no, we're going to keep it up, that is an increase. I don't know how you read this any other way. And the LCB, the Legislative Council Bureau, the bureaucrats that wrote the, I don't know what the word is, the ruling that this was going to be legitimate by not having a 2/3 vote, hallucinating, I mean, I understand they're paid with tax dollars, so they want more tax dollars. They should recuse themselves, first of all. We shouldn't be asking them, but that isn't going to happen. So it's a simple issue. We need to test the constitutionality of this, and it was voted illegally.
So what happens if we are successful, if James Settlemyer is successful, if the candy company and all these corporate folks... if they're successful and this move is overturned and it turns out that we don't have the modified business tax increase, we're talking about $100 million here. James Settlemyer was on the show the other day, said, that's okay. We got $100 million sitting in a bank account. And yep. we haven't does. Who has $100 million?
Well, first of all, there's 320 some million in the rainy day fund
right.
for emergencies like this. Okay. There's also an excess in the budget. So money just left over, balance left over. So we're not going to hurt the schools, but look for the Democrats to claim that this is going to hurt the schools. The schools are fully budgeted, fully funded, and there is enough revenue to do everything in the budget. They want to pass more funds, fine. Next legislative cycle, figure that out.
But they told a lot of people in the final days of the legislative session, of the 80th legislative session, that, hey, we don't have any more money. I'm sorry. Opportunity scholarships, nope, didn't make the grade. ESA, sorry, not enough money.
Yep, that's what they said. Do politicians always speak without forked
tongues?
Do they
lie? Do they ever lie to us? Yes.
Yes, of course. This bill that they passed took away ESAs. But that one, I think, was more spite. I think that was just Republicans, you aren't going to give us any money. We're going to do this anyway without you. And further, while we're at it, we're going to drive a nail in the coffin of ESAs. So, okay, be spiteful, be that way. It's still unconstitutional. We'll see what happens. And I am really, kind of amazed that the Republican Senate hung together and no one crossed over. I understand they were offered everything that they could have dreamed of that they would have put into this budget if they would have passed this tax increase for them legitimately. But they moved forward without it. And we need to remember, over 70% of the people voted twice on the ballot because this is a constitutional amendment. It goes before the people. Over 70% of Nevadans said it has to be a two-thirds majority. So this is the law of the people. The people passed this. Why aren't we doing what the people want?
Yeah, it's what the people want. And yet this legislature, in its infinite wisdom, thought they knew better than the people.
Well, the ruling elite usually do.
That's just crazy. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about what happens if we are successful. Will there have to be a special session? Can this money just be moved over the way, consumers, I can move money from a savings account to a checking account in my B of A account.
So let's talk about that DMV $1 fee.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot there.
Because that generates a ton of dough.
There's a lot there.
We'll talk about that and more coming up. Live and local now. For years now, I've been telling you how I love the great smooth taste of Real Water. I also love the convenience and cost savings of their home delivery service. Real Water has upped its game again with Real Water Concentrate. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into Real Water. To learn more, just go to my website, kevinwallradio.com. That's kevinwallradio.com, and click on the Real Water icon at the top right of the page. Now, you can get Real Water anytime, anyplace, on the go.
Roberto's Taco Shop, real Mexican food you like.
My friends, breakfast is my favorite time of the day. And nothing can satisfy my appetite better than a big breakfast burrito from Roberto's. Mounds of fluffy fresh eggs, crisp bacon, toasty potatoes, tangy cheese and salsa, all wrapped inside a steaming hot flour tortilla.
Roberto's Taco Shop, real Mexican food you like.
Oh, yeah. It's maravilloso.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike. especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm a gravel trucker. I'm busy laying the foundation for your city's newest suburb. And since it's such a nice day out, I thought I'd go topless. With 20 tons of pebbles loaded into my trailer bed, what's the worst that could happen? Now you're stuck behind me, and I'm about to make it rain. Rocks. Uh-oh, maybe I should have put a tarp over that. Now you're swerving, but there's no avoiding this downpour. Better watch out for that guardrail. And if your cut rate insurance doesn't cover this, you could get pelted with repair bills. So get Allstate, where agents help protect you from mayhem, like me.
For a free quote, call Las Vegas Allstate agent Sam Peters today at 702-870-4000. That's 702-870-4000, or stop by either of Sam's convenient Las Vegas locations. Subject to terms, conditions, availability, and coverage selected.
See what the personal service of an Allstate agent can do for you. Are you in good hands?
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
We have so much fun on air, off air, when John Zarpolis comes in. Maybe it's that he's lived in and around Chicago. Maybe it's, I'm not sure what it is, but he has such a great demeanor about him. For those of you just joining us, we're talking about the lawsuit filed at 3 o'clock Friday afternoon last. And it is a lawsuit against the governor and Nicole Cannizzaro. It is James Settlemyer, the Senate Minority Leader, and a couple of businesses, a couple of individuals. They have filed suit against the governor and Nicole Cannizzaro for two bills, really, that were passed without a two-thirds majority, Senate Bill 551 and Senate Bill 542. Let's talk about 551 because that's the so-called technology tax, which I find just laughable, at the DMV. Nobody likes going to the DMV, and nobody likes paying an extra buck because they're using technology.
Well, here's what's really irksome about the extra buck is it was supposed to sunset and go away, but they misspent the money. So if you go to npri.org, our website, and put in the search bar piggy book, we write a government waste book. This came out in October of last year, and we got a story in here about how the DMV wasted $12 million of our money. They were supposed to build a $75 million new website. And they contracted with a firm out of India. But the problem was the firm didn't speak English or had enough English speakers for the state to talk to them to tell them what they wanted. So they spent $14 million and decided this isn't going anywhere because we can't talk to you people. So this $1 fee was supposed to pay for this $75 million contract. $12 million of it is wasted. $2 million they think they can salvage. And there's still more to be raised on the whole $75 million deal if we find a new contractor for the same price. But the reason your dollar can't go away is they hired a company that didn't speak English and didn't
that is so, figure that is, it out. That is so classic government. I mean, it's just amazing. Okay, so explain how this is going to all work out then. So we're just out that money? There's no way we can recoup any money?
We're out the money, but actually now there's some talk that there was some fraud here. One of the members of the committee that voted this contract through in the DMV, 6 months later, went to work for this Indian company with a big salary. So we're not saying we know there was some kind of a payoff, but this needs to be investigated. So we're out the $12 million with the company in India. And they have to recoup that $1 fee to pay for this to get there.
Okay, so the idea is everybody that goes to the DMV and gets something, you buy a license plate or whatever it is, register your car, you get hit with a $1 fee.
Right.
And the deal is that this is a part of that lawsuit. what happens if you win the lawsuit? Is it a matter of all that money? I mean, we're talking about maybe tens of millions of dollars over the course of a few years.
Yeah. You know, it's $1. And this is a problem with taxation. It's $1 to you. To them, it's $12 million they're trying to recoup. What happens? Well, it could go back into the rainy day fund. But here's the other problem. Where's a penalty on the DMV, the people at the DMV that hired this company that didn't speak English? If this was your company and you were making a contract with a company in India, you'd be darn certain you could talk to them.
Or whoever made the deal would end up being fired.
Correct. Nobody got fired. This guy got hired by the company for more money than he was making with the state. I don't know.
That's absolutely amazing. It is amazing. I want to talk to you about a couple of things. Yeah. Fairness.
Wow.
You've got some great examples in your office of people who have paid money, real money, that have student loans out there or that don't have student loans and they just paid for their college education. And yet now we got all these Democrat presidential wannabes crisscrossing the nation,
right,
coming in here to Nevada, for instance, over weekends, and they're essentially saying, no, we're gonna forgive student loan debt.
We're gonna forgive student loan debt, and college should be free.
Is that fair?
Okay, this is not fair, and here's why it's not fair. Sitting with me today is a young man named Donnie, who is an intern at Nevada Policy. We right now have four interns that are military veterans that are going to UNLV or other colleges here in the state.
CSN,
exactly, right. And they put their time into the military so they could get their GI benefits so they could go to college. Is it fair to them when you take some middle class or upper middle class kid who's got a lot of student loans and say, oh, you get to go to free and you don't have to serve, you don't have to do anything? And these people gave, what, 3-4 years of their life to serve our country, which is fabulous, and patriots to do it. But they were also a lot of motivated out of, this is a way I can get through college. Is that fair? Where's the fairness? Where's the fairness when we've got everybody who pays taxes in this country then having to underwrite the cost of these student loans and pay them off when a lot of these kids are upper middle class? Or they also could be working and have earned it. Or the kid that actually worked their way through college. Now, I went to college many years ago, but I worked my way through college. College was less expensive than it is now. Now you've got to do the loans. And that also gets into how all of this loan program has messed up the college market for pricing.
Well, and you remember, it was the Obama administration that wanted to take control of the student loan program. So they, to me, are complicit. All these students that say, oh, it's horrible. I got $60,000, $100,000, $600,000 because I'm going to end up becoming a lawyer or a doctor. I've got all the student loan debt.
Right.
Well, the fact is that you can thank Barack Obama and the Democrats.
Well, I think it was a long-range plan that when they controlled it, that would be something else they could give away. And, you know, prior to that, you would go to a bank to get a student loan. And they loaned you what they thought you could afford to pay back. The government doesn't take that into account. And so I actually think it was part of trying to control students, trying to, to get them beholden to the Democrat Party. I mean, I really think that's what that was about. We should return it to the banks. And if people want to borrow money and pay it back and eventually have to earn it to pay it back versus having you, me, someone who earns less than the student who's going to graduate pay it back, that would be great. But we also have to worry about what it's done to the cost of college. When there's all this excess free money, just go borrow more. There's no competition on what it costs to go to college. I should go to the best college as long as the money's coming to me as much as I want.
Well, and in that case, then let's send all of our kids to Harvard.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's the most expensive. Stanford? That's fine. Let's send all our kids to Stanford or Harvard and let UNLV just die on the vine. Who's going to be left to go to UNLV?
Well, UNLV, first of all, not everybody's going to fit in Harvard. You and I know that. But it's just not fair. It's not fair to those who've tried other ways to do it. You're supposed to work and earn your way through life. Yes, some of us get lucky, but someone along the way somehow worked harder, smarter, did something to get ahead. And many of us just plod along. Okay, so those of us, you know, I helped put my kids through college, but they also worked too. Is that fair to us? I should have had them borrow a fortune and let the government pay it off.
Ain't that the truth? John, it's always good. If folks want to know more, by the way, you've got a big event coming up in September here in Southern Nevada.
Tuesday, September 17th at the Venetian.
Oh, what a great venue.
It's a great venue. Go to npri.org, click on events, read about our dinner. Next week, you'll find out who our speaker's going to be, and it's going to be really a little different, and I'm excited about it.
I'm excited, too. I can't wait. I'm not quite sure who it is, but we're going to find out next week for sure. Thanks so much for joining us. Appreciate it. Donnie, thanks for coming in, my friend, and thanks for your sacrifice to our nation. Really appreciate it, and I'm glad that you're getting a chance with NPRI to work with some real great professionals. Stick around. It's our wall-to-wall free-for-all. Now, you know what that is. You call in. You tell us what it is you want to talk about. You dictate the topic we talk about coming up in our next half hour. It's real simple. 844-2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. The program, live and local, now.
Fox Business Network stocks are mixed in afternoon trading as investors react to the news of upcoming trade talks between the U.S. and China, as well as a probe by the Justice Department into tech giants and disappointing earnings results from Boeing and Caterpillar. And shares of Boeing are falling over 2.5%, with the aerospace giant saying it took its biggest loss ever due to the grounding of the 737 MAX jets and had $7 billion in expenses as a result of taking the planes out of service. Its sales dropping 35% in the quarter. This is its first quarterly loss in 3 years. And starting next year, eBay will be launching a warehousing and shipping service for merchants selling through its platform, which is expected to attract more sellers. The move is similar to Amazon's Fulfillment by Amazon, which allows merchants to rent space in warehouses worldwide. The service would help eBay ship products faster, which is a key factor for millennials when they browse for items online. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Hillary Barsky.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Special Counsel Robert Mueller is taking questions now from members of the House Intelligence Committee after more than 3 hours of testimony for the Judiciary Committee. Texas Democrat Veronica Escobar asked about actions Congress can take if a sitting president can't be indicted.
I think I heard you mention at least one.
Impeachment, correct?
I'm not going to comment.
Okay. That is one of the constitutional processes listed in the report in the footnote in Volume 2.
He denied Republicans' allegations of political bias against the president in his office. Great Britain has a new prime minister with Boris Johnson, formally installed by Queen Elizabeth.
The doubters, the doomsters, the gloomsters, they are going to get it wrong again. The people who bet against Britain are going to lose their shirts because we're going to restore trust in our democracy.
This is Fox News.
Fox Nation is the place for exclusive content you can't get anywhere else. New opinion shows from Laura Ingraham, Tucker Carlson, and Tommy Lahren you can only get by signing up for Fox Nation. Plus, the real stories behind the headlines. Documentaries on Chappaquiddick, Jimmy Hoffa, and more that you'll only find on Fox Nation. More of the opinion done right you crave? It's on Fox Nation. Documentaries and specials you can't get anywhere else? They're on Fox Nation. So go to FoxNation.com today and sign up now for Fox Nation. Opinion done right now.
Brett Baer.
When someone watches the news, they want someone they can trust. Our job is to cut through the talking points.
Martha McCallum.
We're going to ask the tough questions because there's a lot of conventional wisdom out there that needs to be challenged.
Shannon Bream.
What I'm doing is making sure that whatever is developed through the day, people are fully informed from coast to coast.
We're 24/7 news, but we're really down to the minute.
We're going to be fearless. We're going to be fair. Whether it's 4 a.m. or midnight, we're there.
Fox News Channel. Real news, real honest opinion.
Investments in securities involves the risk of loss. The following is a far too common tale of investing in annuities. A successful couple invested a large portion of their savings in annuities, thinking they were a safe way to guarantee a dependable income stream no matter what the market did. But it didn't take long for them to regret their decision. They were locked into low returns, faced potential tax consequences, and that they couldn't get out of their annuities without paying huge penalties. They were stuck, and so was their money. Suddenly, their retirement hopes and dreams were in danger. But it didn't have to happen to them, and it doesn't have to happen to you. You can avoid the annuity trap. Here's one way. Get the free report, Annuity Insights, your guide to better understanding annuities, by calling 1-800-304-5558. Written by Forbes columnist and money manager Ken Fisher's firm, this powerful report could help save you from major financial heartache, and it's offered today for free. If you have an annuity or are considering one, claim your free annuities guide today. Hurry, free copies are limited. Call now, 1-800-304-5558. 1-800-304-5558.
Well, my husband is a retired sergeant from the Air Force.
Well, he was in the Army for 14 years and an MP.
23 million veterans, they're heroes who need our help.
Well, I'm here because my daughter has had her third surgery for cancer.
We've had some difficulties, so we're here quite some time. We're going on to 3 weeks.
When our heroes' families need help, they turn to Fisher House.
We learned about the Fisher House through the doctor, and we were so grateful because who has 3 weeks to be able to come and stay at a hotel?
Fisher House is a safe, free place to stay for families of wounded warriors and veterans receiving treatment at VA and military medical centers.
Fisher House is not only a home away from home, it was like family away from family.
Thank you, Fisher House.
Thank you, Fisher House.
Helping military and veterans families. Fisher House at fisherhouse.org. Sometimes having family close by is a hero's best medicine.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Don't you love her madly?
All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too, it's your radio program of record. It's live and local now for a Wednesday. It's hump day already. Hard to believe it. Man, these weeks are just flying by. And by the way, the Robert Mueller hearings are continuing. Coming up in just a couple of minutes, we'll end up letting you hear some of the hearing, especially from this morning. Because this morning, the House Judiciary Committee met, and they had him for just over 3 hours. We'll get to that and more coming up. First of all, let's go to Palm Springs. Let's go to the Coachella Valley. Let's go to Robert. Robert, you're up, and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
I think this budget deal stinks. Pork and bullets bust the debt up to $41 trillion. I got a better deal for the progressive Democrats, national health care for all American citizens. For the fiscal true Republicans, 20 million illegal aliens deported out of America. That's the deal. Democrats, you get national health care for all American citizens. Republicans, we get 20 million illegal aliens booted out of this country. That is my deal. That comes from Bob Garner, from President John F. Kennedy himself.
Wow. Well, there's a problem. Somebody's got to pay for it. You can't just wrinkle your nose and say everybody gets free health care. You just can't do it. It's going to cost trillions of dollars. Who's going to pay for it? And by the way, once you do it and you cut the rate to hospitals and doctors, will there be any hospitals and doctors left? That's the problem. I want to go to the audio sound bites. By the way, you want to join us. It's our wall-to-wall free-for-all. You know what we do. You tell us what it is you want to talk about. Here's the number, 844, the number 2 Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And simply put, we let you dictate the topics we talk about. It may be something we haven't talked about today. Maybe we haven't talked about it all week. Maybe we didn't talk about it last week. Maybe we've never talked about it, but we should be talking about it. That's what we do on our wall-to-wall free-for-all. First, though, Doug Collins is the ranking member of the House Judiciary Committee. He is from, this is cut five, by the way. And he is the ranking member. He is the ranking Republican on the House Judiciary Committee. And this was his summation of what the 22-month Robert Mueller investigation, what it actually generated.
We are told this investigation began as an inquiry into whether Russia meddled in our 2016 election. Mr. Mueller, you concluded they did. Russians accessed Democrat servers and disseminated sensitive information by tricking campaign insiders into revealing protected information. The investigation also reviewed whether Donald Trump, the president, sought Russian assistance as a candidate to win the presidency. Mr. Mueller concluded he did not. His family or advisors did not. In fact, the report concludes no one in the president's campaign colluded, collaborated, or conspired with the Russians. The president watched the public narrative surrounding this investigation, assume his guilt while he knew the extent of his innocence. Volume 2 of Mr. Mueller's report details the president's reaction to frustrating investigation where his innocence was established early on. The president's attitude toward the investigation was understandably negative, yet the president did not use his authority to close the investigation. He asked his lawyer if Mr. Mueller had conflicts that disqualified Mr. Mueller from the job, but he did not shut down the investigation. The president knew he was innocent. Those are the facts of the Mueller report. Russia meddled in the 2016 election. The president did not conspire with the Russian, and nothing we hear today will change those facts. But one element of this story remains, the beginnings of the FBI investigation into the president. I look forward to Mr. Mueller's testimony about what he found during his review of the origins of the investigation. In addition, the inspector general continues to review how baseless gossip can be used to launch an FBI investigation against a private citizen and eventually a president. Those results will be released, and we will need to learn from them to ensure government intelligence and law enforcement powers are never again used and turned on a private citizen or a potential or a political candidate as a result of the political leanings of a handful of FBI agents. The origins and conclusion of the Mueller investigation are the same things, what it means to be American. Every American has a voice in our democracy, so it must protect the sanctity of their voice by combating election interference. Every American enjoys the presumption of innocence and guarantee of due process. If we carry anything away today, it must be that we increase our vigilance against foreign election interference while we ensure our government officials don't weaponize their power against the constitutional rights guaranteed to every U.S. citizen. Finally, we must agree that the opportunity cost here is too high. The months we have spent investigating from this dais failed to end the border crisis or contribute to the growing job market. Instead, we have gotten stuck, and it's paralyzed this committee and this House. And as a side note, every week I leave my family and kids, the most important things to me, to come to this place because I believe this place is a place where we can actually do things and help people. 6.5 years ago, I came here to work on behalf of the people of the 9th District in this country. And we accomplished a lot in those first 6 years on a bipartisan basis with many of my friends across the aisle sitting on this dais with me today. However, this year, because the majority's dislike of this president and the endless hearing into a closed investigation have caused us to accomplish nothing except talk about the problems of our country while our border is on fire in crisis and everything else is stopped. This hearing is long overdue. We've had truth for months. No American conspired to throw our election. What we need today is to let that truth bring us confidence and I hope, Mr. Chairman, closure.
I love that. That is a rising star. It's a guy most people around the country have never heard of. Now, Doug Collins, a Georgia Republican, a smart dude. I promised I'd let you hear from Robert Mueller. In fact, let's go to cut six. And this is Robert Mueller summarizing what he found over 22 months of work.
During the course of our investigation, we charged more than 30 defendants with committing federal crimes, including 12 officers of the Russian military. 7 defendants have been convicted or pled guilty. Certain of the charges we brought remain pending today. And for those matters, I stress that the indictments contain allegations and every defendant is presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty. In addition to the criminal charges we brought, as required by Justice Department regulations, we submitted a confidential report to the Attorney General at the conclusion of our investigation. The report set forth the results of our work and the reasons for our charging and declination decisions. The Attorney General later made the report largely public. As you know, I made a few limited remarks about our report when we closed the special counsel's office in May of this year. But there are certain points that bear emphasis. First, our investigation found that the Russian government interfered in our election in sweeping and systematic fashion. Second, the investigation did not establish that members of the Trump campaign conspired with the Russian government in its election interference activities. We did not address collusion, which is not a legal term. Rather, we focused on whether the evidence was sufficient to charge any member of the campaign with taking part in a criminal conspiracy, and it was not. Third, our investigation of efforts to obstruct the investigation and lie to investigators was of critical importance. Obstruction of justice strikes at the core of the government's effort to find the truth and to hold wrongdoers accountable. Finally, as described in Volume 2 of our report, we investigated a series of actions by the President towards the investigation. Based on Justice Department policy and principles of fairness, we decided we would not make a determination as to whether the President committed a crime. That was our decision then, and it remains our decision today.
Can I tell you, this was the biggest piece of nothing. I mean, all of the buildup, and it's like Al Capone's vault with Geraldo Rivera. I mean, that's what this is like. There just was nothing there. You know, for years now, I've been telling you about how I love great, smooth taste of Real Water. I also love the convenience and the cost savings of their home delivery service. Well, Real Water has gone the extra mile with Real Water Concentrate. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into real water. Now, try it with your coffee, your tea. I like it with juice. I really do. To learn more, just go to KevinWallRadio.com. That's my website. That's KevinWallRadio.com. Click on the Real Water icon at the top right of the page. You can order it right there online. It'll be delivered right to your home. Now you can get Real Water anytime, anyplace, on the go. Check it out, KevinWallRadio.com, Real Water Concentrate. I want you to hear what Bob has to say. Bob in Las Vegas is next on our Wall-to-Wall free-for-all, and we have a little TV screen, a little monitor, and it tells you what he wants to talk about. He says voting in Kentucky, and I think I know where he's going. Bob, you're up. Go right ahead.
Yeah. Yes, I have relatives in Kentucky, Virginia, and West Virginia, and we had a Skype meeting here about 4 days ago. What's happened, 67% of my relatives in those areas were Democrats for over 100 years. What's happened is, out of 67%, we're talking 60-plus percent of people that live in those three states are going independent, and they're also going Republican because they don't want the Muslims in the office. They finally, Democrats have just shot themselves in the foot.
Well, did you see in Kentucky, in fact, this just came down last week, that they have deactivated 250,000 inactive voters from the voter rolls. I mean, they've purged 250,000. That's a ton. I mean, the makeup of Kentucky is going to be more and more Republican and probably conservative in that part of the country.
Yes, I have cousins that are Republicans now. I would have bet the house on it that it never changed, or they shot themselves in the foot. And I'll tell you, it's only the beginning. A lot of people say they're voting Democrat. My cousin says they really aren't. When they go in the polls, it's answered, and they can say they might as well just get used to it because our president is going to be the president one more time.
I think so, too. Thank you, man. I appreciate it. That's Bob in Las Vegas. You want to join us? I've just freed up a line. You can squeeze through now. 844, the number 2 Nevada. It's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us. It is Wednesday. It is live and local now. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
I want to talk to my small business brothers and sisters out there. Hey, Kevin Wall here. When was the last time you looked at your website and social media platforms? I mean, really looked at it. That's what I did late last year, and what I found wasn't very good. I had no website, my social media presence was virtually non-existent, and as the owner of a brand new statewide radio network, I knew I had to do something about it. But how? That's where a friend of mine, Bernadine, at Sofa King Creative Group came in. She showed me how enlarging my digital footprint could actually grow my business, how a top-of-the-line website could give my small business credibility in the marketplace, how it could actually improve my bottom line. If you're looking to grow your business and increase your revenue, check out my new Sofa King Creative Group built website at kevinwallradio.com. Then call Bernadine at Sofa King Creative Group at 702-787-7069. Ask for a free analysis of your small business's digital marketing strategies. Call right now, 702-787-7069, or visit them at sofakingcreativegroup.com and tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Hi, this is Chelsea Torres, Communications Director with Laborers Union Local 872. Laborers Local 872 is a construction union that strives to obtain more job opportunities for workers and employers. Local 872 is involved in issues that affect our daily lives, from creating good jobs to providing skilled job training, protecting health care, negotiating livable wages, ensuring safe job sites, providing safe neighborhoods for families, and honoring veterans and retirees. Laborers build everything you see on the Las Vegas Strip, from skyscrapers to casinos to stadiums. Laborers work in the tunnels and on the highways. We remediate buildings and make them safe by removing hazardous materials like asbestos and lead. With a legacy of hard work and getting things done, laborers are skilled, productive, proud, and diverse men and women who are building a stronger Nevada. Local 872 loves the Southern Nevada community, and we look forward to continuing to build a better future for all of us. Vegas strong, union proud.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you in part by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. Check it out, 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or check lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. Okay, back to the audio sound bites, because this was the more entertaining stuff. I mean, there was a lot of stuff going on. In fact, let's go to cut eight. Because Louis Gohmert is kind of a legislative gadfly. He's just a thorn in the side of Democrats, big time. During his 5 minutes with Robert Mueller, kind of got into it with Robert Mueller. Listen to Louis Gohmert, Robert Mueller together today. This is cut number eight, and this is from today's hearings, the House Judiciary Committee.
Most prosecutors want to make sure there's no appearance of impropriety, but in your case, you hired a bunch of people that did not like the president. Let me ask you, when did you first learn of Peter Strzok's animus toward Donald Trump?
In the summer of 2017.
You didn't know before he was hired?
I'm sorry? You
didn't know before he was hired for your team?
Know what?
Peter Strzok hated Trump.
Okay.
You didn't know that before he was made part of your team. Is that what you're saying?
I did not know that.
All right. When did you first learn?
When he did find out, I acted swiftly to have him reassigned elsewhere in the FBI.
Well, there's some discussion about how swift that was. But when did you learn of the ongoing affair he was having with Lisa Page?
About the same time that I learned from Strzok.
Did you ever order anybody to investigate the deletion of all of their texts off of their government phones?
Once we found that Peter Strzok was an author of...
You're not answering my question. Did you order an investigation into the deletion and reformatting of their government phones?
No, there was an IG investigation ongoing.
Well, listen, regarding collusion or conspiracy, you didn't find evidence of any agreement, I'm quoting you, among the Trump campaign officials and any Russia-linked individuals to interfere with our U.S. election, correct?
Correct.
So you also note in the report that an element of any of those obstructions you referenced requires a corrupt state of mind, correct?
Corrupt intent, correct.
Right. And if somebody knows they did not conspire with anybody from Russia to affect the election, and they see the big Justice Department with people that hate that person coming after them, and then a special counsel appointed who hires dozen or more people that hate that person, and he knows he's innocent, he's not corruptly acting in order to see that justice is done. What he's doing is not obstructing justice. He is pursuing justice. And the fact that you ran it out 2 years means you perpetuated injustice.
I take your question.
Gentlemen's time has expired. The witness may answer the question.
I take your question.
Whatever that means. I take your question. All right. Anybody know what that means? Anyway, the bottom line today, and again, this afternoon we may learn more. They are into their second hour. They're only supposed to have 2 hours with the House Intelligence Committee. But I'm going to be honest with you. The 3 hours I spent, 3+ hours, beginning at 5:30 this morning, Pacific time, it was a nothing burger. There was no there. It was... for the Democrats, it was embarrassing. And even folks like David Axelrod are using social media to say, this was a tough day for Democrats. And I don't, I got to tell you, I don't blame you. You all along, you've been waiting. Russian collusion. No, I'm sorry, there's no Russian collusion. Obstruction of justice. Doesn't look like there's any obstruction of justice, or at least nothing that is that you could indict on. And it turns out that the Inspector General's report, I think, is going to land more people in jail than 22 months of the Mueller investigation. I really do. I really believe that we're going to find out more from the Inspector General about Peter Strzok and Lisa Page and the Steele dossier and all of that stuff. All of the stuff you've been seeing on Fox News with John Solomon doing a lot of the reporting, Sarah Carter doing a lot of the reporting. I think we're gonna see a lot from that. I mean, it's not even funny. This is going to get more and more interesting as we go along. Now, tomorrow, what did you learn from the Robert Mueller testimony? We'll get Republican and Democrat reaction, plus Wayne Allen Root will weigh in. Hope you'll join us tomorrow. It's going to be a bumpy ride, so you better buckle up tomorrow. Until we join you then, I'm Kevin Wall. Thanks so much for joining us. Make the most of the rest of your day, would you please? Live and local now. Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas, with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and five daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super-serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
790 KBET, Winchester, Las Vegas. Talk